Blog Talk Radio.
Google her, she's a boss. Yeah. Michelle E. Offer. Show you how to run your business. Yeah, I'm talking lipstick bosses. Google her, she's a boss. She's a boss. Michelle E. Offer. Show you how to run your business. Yeah, I'm talking lipstick bosses. Success is what you wantin'. To the top is where we going. So you gon' need some development, yeah. Consulting, even coaching. You know that women rule the world. So if you're ready, let's start. With the conversation, let's talk. Just Google her, she's a boss. Yeah.
Well, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Google Her, She's a Boss. I'm your host, Michelle E. Alford, and I am coming to you live with some amazing conversation with an amazing business coach and amazing woman that's really putting her footprints in the world with impacting the lives of others. I am so excited to have this guest with us this evening. As many of you know, you've been coming to the show and a couple of times we've had a few hiccups, but Blog Talk Radio has assured me those hiccups are no longer an issue. So I am so excited about tonight's show. Just to give you a little bit before we bring our guest on, we are doing this series, Google Her, She's a Boss, Women Entrepreneurs Interview Series. Because we have an intended purpose in mind. We believe that women across the globe, that we should collaborate, we should join forces together, and in doing so that we can really impact the world with the God-given talents that we have. And I really want to be able to connect with women that are doing the same things, similar things, and just really it being impactful in their mission and their purpose in life. And this series here is meant to not only just bring women together, but to also see how much stronger that we can be if we do work together and share our pearls of wisdom with one another. Because certainly that every woman that's out here doing her thing as an entrepreneur or leader, that she's really impacting the world with all the talents that she has, because they tell us that the things that we are talented with and the things that we are most passionate about, those are the things that are meant to help others. Our gifts and talents are not really for us. They're really for us to utilize those skills and tools to really be a positive influence in today's society. But we have a very wonderful guest coming all the way from Las Vegas, and I am just Nevada, and I'm just so excited to have her. She's an entrepreneur, a parent. She really best describe herself as a person, a business coach, and a person that really seeks to break the cycle of generational curses. She masters her time, and she teaches you how to balance your life and overall, just to build your legacy mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and so I am really, really excited about talking with her tonight because it's important for people to understand what generational curses is, because a lot of people are not familiar with the terms and what that all entails. So I'm excited to have her come on the air to talk to us tonight about those things. So we're going to not further, prolong the show, but we're going to invite Miss Monique Atkins into the show. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for welcoming me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and thank you for so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us this evening.
Oh, no problem.
I really want to just kind of jump in. Because I was impressed by a lot of the people that I've brought on to the show. I really strategically picked them because I really wanted to share with the world the things that you are doing, because a lot of times these very things that people are most talented with, you need assistance with navigating through life emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And sometimes they don't always have the tools. Even if they're entrepreneurs, they don't have the tools sometimes how to navigate. They may be stuck in one aspect of their life because of things like generational curses. So I really want to bring you on and have you just talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, generational curses, and mainly like I help entrepreneur parents. That's my niche. So it's a lot of parents that's out there building businesses and legacy, but they don't know how to balance that work-life balance. So I teach them how to marry those two, their passion and their purpose, together. They're not just all about just the title, and I bring them past just the title. Like, you're more than just your title. You are a person. So let's see how that can balance with being a parent at the same time as building a legacy and raising healthy kids.
One of the things, what are generational curses? What does that stem from?
It's just basically, like back in the day, they had their certain ways, like limiting beliefs. Like big issue I see as a generational curse is like how to discipline your kids. Some things that might have worked for our grandparents and our parents may not work for this new generation type of kids because they're totally different than how we are. So
absolutely.
I help them understand that you can build your own morals and values for your family, for this generation, because you can't keep passing the same thing because everything don't work every decade or every generation. Sometimes people, it could be divorce, it could be a history of abuse, different things like that, and they handle it the same way. I always encourage people not to go to family for help, to seek help outside of family, because you'll continue to do the same patterns because no one broke the pattern.
Right. Why was it important for you as an entrepreneur to have a concentration in dealing with these things?
Basically, I come from a really big family. I call it my village. That's my tagline. It takes a village to raise a child. So my village have been very supportive. We're very strong. We stick together. They support me in everything. So it stemmed from that village. So you always need support. You can't do it alone. That's why God didn't make one person to handle everything. He had a partner.
Right.
So we don't go through this battle alone. So I'm really big on village. That's why I focus on parents co-parenting, teaching them how to coexist in a child's life, because you don't have to do it by yourself. Someone is there to help you.
Absolutely.
So that's what I focus on, healthy relationships. Whether
awesome.
It be in business, personal, with your kids, being able to communicate with your kids and knowing who your kid is, because a lot of people can't even figure that out because they
absolutely.
Can't talk to them or communicate. So I see a lot of issues with communication and things like that. So I find those issues, and I've experienced it. So I hope other people get through what I've been through.
Absolutely. You know, I think that a lot of people don't understand that you are most effective when you know how to assist the person to get through things, because you also have dealt with that same issue in some aspect, whether it be because you a family member was going through something or you personally had to actually navigate through that same circumstances. So it's
right.
more powerful and more receiving from a person that's going through when they know that you've also walked in their shoes.
Right.
And I think
yeah,
I think
parents
people understand
that were
what
co-parenting as
yes.
a great example. So like when people see me co-parent, my son and dad has 4 kids, 4 moms, 4 different states. We all co-parent together. They're like, teach me how to do that. I want to learn how to do that. You don't have drama. How do you do that? Y'all go on family vacations. So that sparked, I need to help people do this because I want to make co-parenting a new norm.
Absolutely.
I don't want dysfunction. And it's great
yes,
for the kid. They're like, your kid is so happy. And I'm like, yeah, because he gets to see both parents.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You know what? This co-parenting has really been a thing that really has come to light and is more prevalently used. And I think people are starting to embrace it a little more because in times past, it was the thing if one of the parents, if, you know, predominantly the dad, left the home environment, you really didn't hear a lot about co-parenting. It was either, you know, it was always had this single mother thing going on, and the dad was nowhere to be found. But it's a little refreshing to see that we now have this phrase and this thing that we call co-parenting, that people are really starting to embrace it a lot more and be more adults when they have, you know, when they have their exes in other relationships, but they understand that the common goals are the children. And so they have a healthy relationships because they understand what co-parenting is, and they have people like you teaching them how to navigate and try to make that all work.
Right, and stop asking family. They'd be like, your family would be the first one to say, oh, don't let him see the kid and da da da. Like, no, you guys done that too long. It's time for something different.
Yeah,
so that's when they tie into generational curses, because you're like, okay, stop listening to outsiders. It's not about you. It's about your child. Focus on that. 100%.
You know, because this is an entrepreneur series, I really want to get into, was there ever a time that during the course of you developing the business that you're in, was it ever a time where you went through some hurdles and you felt like you just wanted to quit?
Oh, definitely. It just depends on the season. in the beginning, of course, it's hard when you're trying. This is my third business. So I've had a failed business before, but I learned my lesson from that to be able to build another business. So it's learning those lessons and actually being obedient and listening to God. When you're trying to do it your way, sometimes it ain't going to work.
Absolutely.
And you'll suffer the consequences. But I learned to be obedient and keep faith. Because there are times where you're not going to have clients, and you're trying to figure out, where's my next client going to come from? I'm full time in my business. My bills are going to be here every month, but maybe the clients are not. So especially being like a parenting and business coach, when school is getting ready to come back in, business is going to get slower. People are getting ready for their kids to go back to school shopping. Then again, around Christmas time. So it's like their money is allocated to other priorities. So it's a hit and miss.
Absolutely. I see one of the key things that you also focus on as an entrepreneur and the type of business that you have is self-care. Talk to us a little bit about how important it is as an entrepreneur, a mother, it is to just take care of ourselves.
So basically, if you're not good, no one else is going to be good that you have to care for. Because you can't pour from an empty cup. So I always make sure, especially with moms, female entrepreneurs that are moms, I call it I am my sister's keeper. I make sure you're more than just a title. It's okay to say yes to yourself and no to others. I always let people know that without the guilt, because a lot of us suffer from parent guilt. Like, oh, if I do this for me and not for my kid, I'm a bad parent. No, you're not. You're being healthy. You're taking care of yourself. Otherwise, you'll approach burnout and you'll get sick and you won't be good. And I had to suffer the hard way. I had to approach burnout to realize I'm not taking care of myself enough. So now I do self-care days every Monday. Sunday is lazy day. And I make sure I focus on me, self-reflect every week, journal, everything, meditate, eat healthy, work out, travel. I still have to live while growing a business, because it's like you can still be
I'm so
you.
Glad you talked about that. Like, people don't realize we want to be successful in our businesses, and a lot of times people do not realize, like you said, it's okay to say yes to yourself and no to others, because we don't think about that. So I'm glad you said that, because that is one of the key things that people don't realize. As in starting their businesses, they're so focused on making money or becoming successful, they forget that if you do not take care of yourself, you will not be an entrepreneur for very long.
Right, or you can't live to enjoy the success of your business. Like, you can still enjoy it and build it at the same time, but you have to set boundaries. Boundaries is the biggest part of self-care. If you're always the yes, 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 and you're overextending yourself, it's like, what are you going to do when you're sick? Who are they going to go to? Do you have someone to go to for an outlet? Things like that. Yeah. Make sure you, like, build your support team. Get help. Ask for help. Be with asking for help.
You know what? That leads me into my next question. You know, one of the things that you focuses on in your business module, time management. What are some of the processes? And can you kind of take us through a normal day for you as far as managing your time as an entrepreneur in a community with your community involvement, things of that nature? How to take us through that process from, like, do you start your day with meditation in the morning and go with a certain amount of time?
Oh, yes. I start the morning between 3:30 and 4 a.m. I'm an early bird. I like to get things done early. Actually, the mornings start at night. So I read in my prayer journal affirmations before I go to sleep to set the energy for the next day so you can go to sleep with positive stuff on your mind, wake up with positive.
Yeah.
Then I meditate in the morning to clear my head, be one with God, listen to motivational videos, whether it be on YouTube or podcast. Then I'll journal, and I have my to-do list. I don't put more than three things on my to-do list each day, and I write the to-do list the night before, or sometimes days before because I like to be ahead. But my to-do list is done by 7 a.m., so I have the whole day to myself to self-care or do whatever else. And I learned that from The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. Uh-huh. It was the best book ever. It changed my life. It's How to Master Your Mornings. So you're more productive when you start really early and get everything out of the way before you even deal with people.
Yes. You know what? I am one of those people. Now, I thought, now you get up at 3 a.m., so I try to do between 5 and 6. But I say that I tip my hat off to you for 3 a.m. in the morning. But you know what? The morning time is the best time to clear your head of all things. It does set the tone for your day. And I would recommend that to anyone to start your day off.
And it's also your spiritual hours. Between 2 and 6 a.m. is when God talks to you the most. So I'll listen to him, get my message from him. I pray, what do you want me to tell your people today? So I'll sit there and journal and write down whatever he's downloading to me. And that's when I get my time with him before my son wake up and go to school. So I set my energy. No, nothing negative will mess me up because I already said it early.
I love that you said that because that is definitely key. And I love that you use the term downloading because, yes, he downloads all this, you know, this beautiful energy that flows in us, you know, early in the day, early in the morning. And I think a lot of people don't understand how important that is. Just this little bit of things that you do for yourself, taking care of yourself, managing your time, how that affects you as an entrepreneur, it certainly just gives you that method of processing from day to day, because you're going to come across some hurdles. Even if you have to go, you do all these wonderful things during the day, it's prepping you, because throughout the day, there's going to be some hiccups or some things that's going to turn.
Oh, yeah.
We thought you were preparing for, but it's going to throw you a curveball, so to speak.
Yeah.
Taking that step to be mentally prepared, you're able to navigate a little bit better.
Right. And then I'm a psych major. I'm in grad school now for my second psychology degree. So I know this because of my background in psychology and in the medical field. And I was a licensed pharmacy technician. So, like, I'm a holistic healer. So I don't I do and instill in my clients the things that I teach my clients is the holistic way, like light some candles, sleep with a salt lamp, like things like that to clear the energy, sage, burn some sage or herbal tea to calm down, because I get a lot of clients that I do deal with people with mental health issues, so anxiety, depression, things like that come along with entrepreneurship. Sometimes you get depressed when you're not getting any clients or making any money, or you're hearing too many no's. You start to
right, absolutely.
And so I can help them on those different levels, even within my services because of my background.
What would you say to a person, you know, that's an entrepreneur? Because sometimes people have this thing where they're too, in, you know, they know that people expect for them to have this certain image as an entrepreneur, but they're dealing with their own, you know, demons, so to speak, in the background, mm-hmm. or their, you know, what they consider failures. How do you help a person bring themselves from a point of despondency to a place where they know that in spite of all that's going on, they're still able to be that successful entrepreneur, and it's okay to say that you fail at some point in time? What would you say to a person to help them get past the hurdle of, you know, feeling
insufficient? You attract who you are. So being authentic, you will attract that ideal client that you know you can help, that you know you can transform, because you guys can relate to each other. So I always tell them, be transparent. Be very authentic. When I'm going through something, I will go live about it. I will cry everything on live video or my YouTube channel, and will tell people, like, this is what I'm going through, but this is what I believe God for. And I'll tell them when I came out of that situation and, like, the results. And they're like, thank you for saying that. And they respect me so much more, because they're like, you don't come across being perfect, and that's what people look for. Like, oh, she's so perfect, and she never had problems. No, we all have problems, but I'm going to share it with you, versus the next person, they might hide that side. Me, I will talk to them about it, and then they come. That's what gets me more clients, actually, when I'm very transparent, and I'm talking about what I'm going through at the current moment, and then when I come out of that situation, they're like, I need help with that. That's what I'm going through. Oh, my God, you were speaking to me. So they respect you being transparent and authentic.
Absolutely.
Because they want to know you're human too. They don't want to see where you are now. They want to see where you come from. Who are you really?
Yes. They want to understand the journey. A lot of people they try to skip the journey, or they try to hide the steps they mm-hmm. have to go through during the journey. But those are the things that really truly make you stronger and make you
right.
into the person that you are. So the,
right.
the journey is just as important as the finish line, or, you know, or the discovery of victory.
Yeah.
I think that's so important.
Yeah, that's why I deal with people with the startup, because I know that beginning journey is the most hardest part of entrepreneurship. It's like
Absolutely.
Just getting off the bench, getting in the game.
Yeah, what is, you know, some of the things that we have, so many, coaching has become one of those thriving industries that, you know, so many people are getting into, and so many people have options, so many more options these days. What are some of the
right.
key things that you think a person should be looking for when they're trying to find a life coach, spiritual coach, or a business coach?
First, they need to reflect on what it is exactly that they want help with. Because as you said, like, there's a lot of different coaches. You have the empowerment coach, confident, parent, business. Like, there's so many relationship dating coaches out there. They have to reflect on what's the priority and what do I need to focus on now. Because sometimes a coach is not for you. You might need a therapist and not a coach.
Yes.
Because a coach, we focus on here going forward. We're not going to focus on the blame. We focus on the problem.
Right.
So sometimes you might be stuck in that past and you can't get over who screwed you up. We trying to help you get past. We know who messed you up. Now what? Now what can we do about it? Are you ready to move forward, or do you want to focus on that? Because otherwise you need a therapist and not a
Absolutely.
Coach.
You know what that you
so
said
they
something
need to be think about authenticity and the reason that or what they're really focusing on or really need help where they're stuck at.
Absolutely. You said something very key is that when people select coaches, you're only supposed to be with a coach for so long.
Yes.
And it's important that you don't become codependent on that coach. This person is coaching you. But sometimes people don't want to let go because now they feel safe with being with this person, but you're meant to grow and move on from a coach. You're not meant to have a coach for a lifetime, you know, so to speak. You're supposed to be able to navigate eventually through
on your own
processes on your own.
Right.
And
yeah,
I could remember
with my clients, I deal with that. I have a few different programs. So some of them, the reason why I became a parenting and business coach, I started off with just parenting. But all my parents I dealt with, 100% of my clients were also entrepreneurs. So they'll start off as my parenting client, and then they'll grow to the business level. And they're like, I still want to work with you. I'll have the same client for a whole year, but we're working on different aspects of their life and transforming different parts. So in that case, it's like a little different, but still a year is probably the max because I'll be like, okay, you've used all my programs. You're good to go. You can go out, fly, spread your wings. but I help them build that confidence up till that part where they're ready to graduate and just go on their own. But sometimes we deal with life issues first because they're like, I got to get my life together before I focus on my business. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we can start there. And then once we finish that program, then we'll go on to the next one.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm glad you
supposed
said
to
that
be short term.
When what you're doing, it is different. And you do find people that start off, they just need to know how to manage their life first. And then they may need assistance. So it's very a good thing that there are coaches that do multiple things. And I find myself doing the same thing is that, you know, sometimes you recognize what a person needs and until they help themselves mentally, physically, and spiritually, they can't see themselves navigating through anything else. So sometimes it does require you to help them with their life and get that in balance and then take them on to the next level if you need to. Because there are some things that people will need more than one thing in their life to work on.
Oh, yeah. And I always tell entrepreneurs, never let someone make you feel bad for being a multi-entrepreneur where you have different skills. If you can't figure out how to marry all your skills together, you can still do multiple things. People always say, oh, no, if you do too much, you don't master anything. But you probably mastered all those things. Like me, I had a fashion business first. Then I did healthcare. Then I did, but I married all those things. I want to make you feel beautiful inside out, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. If I can do that, we're going to do that. But it's all
Absolutely.
About, like, what your skill and your expertise is.
I so appreciate that you said that because a lot of people try to put their own limited ability on you when they see you have multiple things going on. And you can, you know, there's so many successful people out there that proves that you could do more than one thing and be successful at all of them. Oprah.
Right. You have to have multiple streams of income to be successful nowadays.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. You definitely, and because we do have multiple talents, you know, God may tell you that he wants you to work with people, you know, co-parenting. Then he wants you to work with the spiritual aspect. Then he wants you to work with business. So all of those things, like you said, marry those talents together and put them under one brand. It doesn't matter, you know, it's multiple things. If he's given you the wherewithal to really successfully work in those things or those fields, then who is anybody else to think that you can't do that?
Exactly. The therapists do it all day long. You work with everything.
Absolutely.
In the psychology field, psychology is just dealing with people. It don't matter what their problem is. So I always tell people, I know how to deal with people. So what your problem is, I'll tell you if I can't fix it. I'm like, oh, no, that's not my expertise. I can't do that.
Absolutely. And that is important to be able to say that I can't do this, but I know who can help you.
And then, you know, that's what I'm pointing out
what I'm doing is that whatever I can't do, I want to be able to say, well, I know Monique, we may do life coaching, business coaching alike, but she has something else that more that she can give to you, especially if you're going through mental illnesses or mental health issues, or you have co-parenting issues. That's not my expertise. So I want to be able to say, well, I know Monique Atkins, that she deals with this, so I can refer you to her. That's the kind of relationships I'm trying to build with this series here. You know,
and
because
that's what I do. I'm not one to hold and try to get all the clients for myself because I don't work with everybody. So I do refer out, especially other coaches that I coach. I'm like, oh, yeah, one of my clients. You can go to her. Here's her contact.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, being able to do that. That shows a level of maturity in a person. You're not trying to hoard all the people for yourself because you feel you're losing business, but it's not about that. It's about really truly helping that individual that needs help.
And I tell people that too. If you're doing it for the money, this is not fulfilled for you. Because you have to be genuine. You have to have integrity, ethics, morals, values. And I would tell you, this is part of my core value. Integrity, I'm not going to tell you I can fix your problem and I know I can't fix it. No.
Right.
You're not going to mess up my brand.
Absolutely.
I can't do that. So, yeah, definitely. When people, I'll refer them, be like, you need to, I try to eliminate courts making decisions for people, but some people I'll be like, you need to go to court because this is not going to work for you guys.
Absolutely.
So you have to do the traditional way and not the non-traditional.
Absolutely. And you have to be, mature enough to really identify that immediately and be able to release those people to their healthy, you know, path. One of the things that I really want to, you deal with mental health. How is it with dealing with the mental health aspect of it? I'm trying to kind of relate that to being an entrepreneur, because we do have people who don't understand how to identify with mental health issues, or that they even, you know, need to seek help. How does a person seek help if they don't really understand what mental health is all about?
So what I try to do, I try to share symptoms. Even when it comes to kids, I try to tell parents, these are signs that your kid is depressed. Like if they stop eating or they're not talking as much. And I try to help them identify the signs. Like if you start to panic or have a panic attack or your heart is racing when you're doing certain things, reflect on what you were doing before, because you might have anxiety and this is your trigger. So I help them identify the trigger to anxiety. Like if you get really nervous before having a speaking engagement, that's a form of anxiety. You're truly scared. It's not just that you're scared. You're having a panic attack or you sweating and stuff like that. Like that's your anxiety speaking to you, but you have to know the triggers to know how to handle and deal with it. Maybe do something calming or meditate before you do that. Because a lot of people I get invited to speaking engagements, but that's not really my thing because I do have anxiety. And loud noise is a trigger. Visual clutter is a trigger. So if I see a crowd full of people and they're all over the place, that's a trigger for me.
Okay.
So I don't do big events and stuff like that, like intimate, small things, or I'd rather go live on a video or do some recordings where there's no audience. But that's why I'm really comfortable doing that, because I know in person I'll be sweating, everything get hot. People will be like, why are you sweating so much? Be like, I sweat when I do my live videos, but you guys don't know because I wear black. So it's like, I tell them that, like, you guys have to see how much I'm sweating. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, really? You still get nervous? I'm like, yeah, it's been 2 years of doing videos and I still get nervous. So I tell them it's okay, but you just got to know what your trigger is. But sometimes I call those conversations like sipping tea with Coach Mo. I drink chamomile tea to keep me calm. So they don't see the anxiety. So I'm like, you have to do certain things and it'll keep you calm and we can have our tea talks. But you guys will know, like, this is why I do this, and this is why that's part of my brand. But, yeah,
you know,
I try to help them identify symptoms.
I love that you're being so transparent right now, because that's why people never find healing, is because they're not transparent. And even as coaches, we, too, have to do things to – really help ourselves to be able to be in the mental state and to be able to still continue to service our clients, because we're not not going to experience things in life just because we're coaches. We're going to always experience it, but it's that we have mastered a way in how to emotionally navigate through these issues. And that are perhaps undetected, like you just said, because we know what to do to just keep ourselves in that calm, you know, way, you know, to keep us, you know, floating and kind of navigating without effort.
Because with entrepreneurs, one thing I do see, a lot of them do suffer from anxiety. Like one of my triggers used to be sensory overload. When you just get too much loaded on you, that's why I learned to set boundaries. Like, nope, I can't do more than 3 days of coaching a week. That's it. No more than 5 clients a day, because that's a sensory overload. You're getting everybody's problems downloaded to you. And they're just dumping on you. And I tell people, if you message me and I don't respond, it's because it's after my business hours. Don't just dump all your problems in my inbox, because that's a sensory overload for me. Because I'm like, that's disrespectful. Book a session.
Yes, absolutely.
Book a breakthrough call. So I
love
to set those boundaries with personal and business.
Sensory overload. That is key. Because
you know how you're building content, you're building programs, you're trying to strategize. Sometimes that can get overwhelming, and it's called sensory overload. That is a sign of anxiety. It's a trigger. And you just check out, and you back off, and you just, like, nothing get done. And your mind is just what I call, it just constantly keep going, and you have compulsive thinking. So it just never shut down. Then people have problems sleeping. And I'm like, you know why you can't sleep and your mind don't turn off? That's anxiety.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, yeah, that's a form of anxiety. It's OCD. Or you're doing too much and everything got to be perfect. That's OCD. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've been suffering from this. Like, yeah, you just never went to the doctor and got diagnosed. And I didn't get diagnosed till December. I didn't know, like, when my kid had his toys all over the house, and that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, pick it up. Or people touch my stuff and move it from one place to another. I didn't know that was a form of anxiety until I went to the doctor. And I'm like, I had a sensory overload, building a lot of content and all these different things. I was taking on too many clients. And she's like, you're working too much. That's you're overstimulating your mind.
Yeah.
That's why you can't sleep.
Wow, that's just amazing. Just listening to you, because a lot of people they don't understand what that is. That's why I wanted to ask you that question. How do people identify when they're mentally overloaded and when they're experiencing anxiety, or they may be dealing with mental issues and, you know, not know how to identify what those triggers are. So that's why I'm glad that you really gave us the breakdown of how to identify with some of those things. Because your mental state,
it could just be simple things, traffic, being around a bunch of cars. I grew up in California, so we always had traffic. So that used to be something I don't want to commute.
So you said you grew up in California. So what brought you to Vegas?
The cost of living. I grew up in Compton, and one-third of cost of living in Vegas than it is California. So it's a drastic cost difference and no state tax. So I just wanted to change, and my job was like, oh, you have a full-time position in Vegas. You have the weekend to move. I told my family bye. I wanted a different scenery, and I left and didn't go back. But it's been amazing. It helped me find my purpose. I finally gave in to my purpose after moving, because I was in a quiet space with no distractions, nobody in my ear. It was just me and my son and opportunity. And I wound up being able to leave my business, leave and go full time in my business because of that, because I was able to hear from God. There was no noise around me.
Yes. I so love that, what you just said, because sometimes it does take a change of environment to find your true purpose, because you can be in one place.
I knew the purpose long time ago in high school, but I didn't give into it. I just kept figuring, like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know my purpose, but it was there all along, and I finally, he showed me my vision, and that's when... When you're sitting still, I finally sat still to hear. I'm like, okay, let me sit still and ask. And once you ask, he will show you. Like, just give me a sign, vision, and my dreams, whatever. And he showed me my vision. And I'm like, okay, I give in. I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
And I found that in grad school.
What are some of the things that you're working on, you know, event-wise, you know, special projects you're working on?
Well, right now I'm working, getting ready to start promoting my I Am My Sister's Keeper retreat. It's for those mom or women lost in the title of being a mom or a wife, and they forgot who they were. So I'm helping them get back to them. And that's what that self-care is about, focusing on them without the guilt and figuring out, because I always tell people, do your kids know who you are, or they just know your mom? Like, what did I want to be when I grow up? Do you have those conversations with your kids? And I'm like, most people say no, because they gave up those dreams when they got a family.
Yeah.
So they forget who they are. They're just going through autopilot, and they're just numb, and they're regretting. They're resentful towards their kids because they feel like, oh, I have my kids, so I can't do this. And I'm telling them, yes, you can. Let's figure out how to marry who you are and that title together, because you can still be coexist in that environment and be okay with it. So that's where the life work-life balance come in. I see it a lot with stay-at-home moms. I'm like, you can have an online business. You don't got to leave the house. There's no excuse.
No excuse.
Like, you can do it. There's so much opportunity out here. And they'll be like, I never thought of it that way. I'm like, because you don't focus on what you wanted. And so I take them away from their environment. And it's me and my twin sister. We do this joint venture together. She's a celebrity chef. So we come together, and we're all about women empowerment and inspiring women to be what they want to be and not have guilt behind it.
Absolutely. One of the questions that I do want to ask you, because you deal with so many things of balancing yourself as a person, what advice would you give to a person that's failed multiple times with the business ideas that they've come up with?
I always ask, what drew you to wanting that business? Sometimes people do it as a passion, and then some people do it as a purpose. It's like, what's speaking to your heart? What could you do every day, whether you get paid or not? That's what you go pursue, because that's your purpose. A lot of people don't realize that. Like me, I used to love sewing. I have 4 sewing machines. I sewed since I was 13. I played an instrument in high school. That stuff I can do easily. Creating content. I was a choreographer. I was a cheer coach. So creating stuff is my thing. So it's all in the form of art. And I see content creation as art too, like writing books, reading topics. Like, I can come up with ideas easily. So I'm like, business coach is perfect. I can help people build programs and services, build content for their social media. That's easy. It comes to me just out of nowhere. So that's what I love doing. That's why I pursue that. Parenting comes easy for me. being a loving mom and caring about my kid, co-parenting and healthy family, those things come easy. And that's what I had to write out. What do I do that come easy that I can get paid for or not and still love doing it every day?
Absolutely.
That's what I tell people to focus on, because sometimes when you're just doing a passion thing, you can lose that passion for it.
Right.
But if it's your purpose, God is going to make a way out of it, and it's going to be successful.
All right. I mean, and that's valid points, because a lot of times when people do fail at multiple times at doing something, it's because they haven't distinguished the difference between the passion and the purpose. I love the way you put that.
Or they jump on trends. They're like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast. You don't like speaking. Why would you start a podcast? Or I'm going to start a YouTube channel. Okay, what topics are you going to come up with? Those are just things that's popular that other people are doing, and you're just jumping on it because you feel like, oh, that's another way to make money.
Right.
But I tell people it's not about trends. It's about what makes you happy.
I would love to have you as a panelist.
I do it all the time. I just signed up, got asked to do the panel in January. They're like, we need you on our panel. How long do you need? And I'm like, I'll do it. But, yeah, I do women's empowerment brunches and speak at different engagements all the time.
Yes. I will definitely keep you in mind, because I think it's important. Again, my whole purpose of doing this series is bringing women together in a common place and where we can get to know one another and collaborate on business ideals, missions, whatever it is that allow for us to connect and assist one another and really impacting the world in the most positive way.
Right.
Because, you know, it takes an army or a village of people to be able to strengthen our communities. And one person can have the idea, but it takes a team to really execute the ideal.
Oh, yeah.
So
like, I have my team. I love them. My sister raised it in business marketing. My mom, business admin. Like, if I write an ebook, my mom edit it. That's her skill. If I want to market something, my sister has a degree in business marketing. And I'm like, sis, I have this idea. What are we going to do? And I have cousins that do decorations. Like, hey, we're going to do this event. Can y'all come set it up? Like, okay, what are we going to cook? My sister do the food. So we do everything. I'll be like, hey, you guys, I need you guys for this event. And like, sure. Be like, we're going to do a mom's night out at a nail shop. And it's a pampering party. And I'll invite other coaches. Be like, hey, you're a beauty coach. Can you come give them some encouragement to build their confidence? I have a runway coach, which is a friend that teach people how to walk. I'm like, oh, we're getting pedicures. Let's model y'all new pedicure. Like, we do stuff like that to push people forward. And like, you guys need a night off. And two of my friends have nail shops. So I'm like, oh, can we use your shop and do a mom's night out pampering thing? And they're like, sure.
Oh, wow.
So we help each other. I bring them business. I'm like, how much would you charge them for a pedicure, manicure package? And could we use it for this many hours? And like, yes, we'll close for that day just for your event. So we work together.
Wonderful. it's good to be able to come together as a team and really help one another out and just be there because it's so much beautiful change. I'm all about the positive images that are left out there for people to, you know, view on and take in. And understand that you can, you know, accomplish your goals, and it's going to take a team to help you do that, but it's the right type of people. And in your instance, it's family. And that's one important thing that we shouldn't forget is that, you know, family, we can come together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You can really affect a lot of beautiful change out there.
Right, because you're not an expert in everything. Sometimes you can't do digital marketing and... I tell people, you need a VA. Like, stop trying to do everything. That's why your business can't grow, because you won't let it go. It's too much control. So I'll be like, let it go. Pass it on to somebody that can get it done faster and cheaper. Like, my coach used to tell me, don't focus on $10 an hour jobs. You do the $1,000 hour jobs, book some clients.
Right.
You handle that. Let somebody else do the rest. And that's all part of boundaries as well. And self-care.
Absolutely.
Giving yourself time back. Like, you don't like cooking? Do a meal prep service. They're out there.
Absolutely. One of the last things that, because we are, the hour's getting spent, I've been enjoying this moment with you. Just to kind of get a idea of where you're going as an individual, tell us who inspires you, dead or alive, and why.
My son, he's a mini entrepreneur. People are like, he's so wise beyond his years. He inspired me because he is a part of my business. He started a mentor group where he's like, Mom, I know kids' problems. Let's have a group for kids. He dealt with bullying, and so he had me doing advocate for anti-bullying workshops, because what he's been through, we can help other people get through. And I help schools identify when a kid is being bullied, stuff like that. So I partner with founders of charter schools, different things, and I'll tell them, like, can I host this for the parents this night? I'm doing these free workshops. Once a month, I try to do one free workshop. And I'm like, I want to help parents, and I want to help the kids, and I want to save the kids from the parents. So
absolutely.
He is my motivation, and he's like, hey, Mom, I'll handle, he know how to do graphics, so I let him do videos. He's only 10. Like, he would upload and edit the video for my YouTube channel and move on about his day. But
that
I'm like,
so
let
awesome.
Them help. Let them be a part of the business. He tells people all the time, I'm my mom's assistant. I schedule her appointments, and he do. He schedules my sessions. He's like, Mom, he remind me, you have a session today at this time. Don't
that
forget
is
this.
Amazing.
And
yes.
He's a small entrepreneur.
So I love that. That's so beautiful to include your child with your vision. I just love that, Monique. That is...
Yeah, it's a family business. Like, even his dad, if I need help with the men, getting through to the guys, we tell, bring his dad in, like, hey, this is how we used to be, and this is how we are now. You can get over it. So, yeah, it's a family business. If I need to help with siblings, because people will contact me and be like, hey, I need help talking to my dad or communicating. Like, okay. Because I used to do family services, family coaching, so interventions, stuff like that. Like, if you have that struggle, my dad was alcoholic. We did an intervention with him. So it's like, sure, I'll help you.
Wow, I love it. I love it. I love it. Monique, I certainly want people to be able to reach out and get connected with you. Can you share with us all of the social media connections that people can reach out and learn more about you and your businesses, and how, you know, if they're in your area, if they're not in your area, if they want to reach out and help you seek your guidance, how can they do that?
They can contact me on Instagram. It's Monique Atkins 12, and that's MoniqueAtkins, A-T as in Tom, K-I-N-S 12. On Twitter, it's Atkins Coaching, and my website is MoniqueAtkinsCoaching.com. They can always do the information. That's probably the easiest way. It's through my website, because I get the message. They can email me and schedule a session through the website. And I'm on Facebook as well, Monique Atkins Coaching.
Awesome, awesome. It's been truly, truly an honor to have you on the show this evening. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to really speak with us on today. I have a purpose for this entire series and everything I haven't revealed, but I just want women like you that are really, truly making a mark in this world to be a part of this journey. Because I know that at the end of the day, that God is going to shine through it all. It's not a Michelle thing, but it's a God thing.
Exactly. I totally agree.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show this evening. Thank you all for tuning in with us on Google Her. She is a boss. We have truly, truly enjoyed the company of Coach Monique Atkins. Again, she has she's on Instagram at MoniqueAtkins12 is her handle. Facebook, she's on Monique Atkins Coaching. Twitter, you can find her at Atkins Coaching. She also has a YouTube channel. So you know what? You can Google her and because she's a boss, and you can find out exactly what her YouTube channel is. She has a blog, MoniqueAtkinsCoaching.com. And again, she has all the information she said is best to find her on her website, and that way you can connect with some of the services that she's using. MoniqueAtkinsCoaching.com. Again, she focuses on co-parenting, breaking generational cycles, which is something that we definitely need as a community of people, because not everyone understands what that is. But if a person, God has given her the purpose and the wherewithal to deal with those kind of, help you deal with those kind of issues. So she's definitely a person that you want to reach out to. If you're, you know, someone that's dealing with child behavioral issues or have things that they don't know how to balance their life, or they have problems with time management, or they need to understand more how to self-care and self-love themselves, and they don't know how to identify with mental triggers, she is your coach. I definitely would love for you to reach out and connect with her. You know, I am a coach myself, but, you know, this is not about me. This is about me connecting and fulfilling the purpose that God has called me to fulfill, and also connecting women out there with people abroad, not even just in their areas, because if somebody that is in Missouri may need Monique's services, even though she's in Nevada, she has a service. We, with all this, you know, savvy, all this technology that we have, the right person can be on the other side of the world that can really truly help you navigate emotionally in your life. And I don't want you to be limited in that. That's another reason why we're doing this series, because we'll have all these information for all the people, that women, that wonderful women that are going to be interviewed on this series, and you'll be able to go back and look up their information either on the Instagram page or our Facebook page at Lipstick Bosses, because I want to be able to really impact the world in the best possible way. I really, really thank you again. We did have some people listening in, so I appreciate you guys as well for tuning in to the show. If you want to hear it back in the replay, it will be available. I believe Blog Talk does it immediately. So if you just want to hear and some of the pearls of wisdoms that she shared with us this evening, by all means, definitely check us out in the replay. But again, this is Michelle Alford. And I am a boss, and I am so excited because it's not all about me, but it's all about the God in me. So thank you this evening, listening audience. Thank you again, Monique, for being on the show. We appreciate you. And that's all we have for this evening, folks. Thank you for tuning in on Google Her. She's a boss. Have a great evening.
Google her, she's a boss, yeah. Michelle E. Alford, show you how to run your business, yeah, I'm talking Lipstick Bosses. Google her, she's a boss, she's a boss. Michelle E. Alford, show you how to run your business, yeah, I'm talking Lipstick Bosses. Success is what you wantin', to the top is where we going, so you gon' need some development, yeah. Consulting, even coaching. You know that women rule the world, so if you're ready, let's start with the conversation, let's talk. Just Google her, she's a boss, yeah.